NATO forces are on exercise in Greenland at a time when American designs on the island threaten the alliance's very existence. NATO has not confirmed its approval of the drills, which reportedly involve troops from Sweden, Germany, France, the Netherlands and Canada. Hosts Denmark framed it as part of a bolstering of Greenland's defences.
It is within the framework of NATO that we are conducting these activities, and it is Denmark as the host country that has taken these initiatives. Therefore, I cannot imagine, nor do I want to speculate, that a NATO country would attack.
France says it's acting in full solidarity with Denmark. Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu warned that Washington must be taken at its word.
It is clear that the intentions of the Trump administration are serious and that we must absolutely not underestimate the words of the American president. We can
build on decades. NATO Chief Mark Rutte will meet a delegation from Denmark and Greenland on Monday in Brussels. It's unclear whether this particular exercise, Operation Arctic Endurance, is anything but routine. There have been many similar drills in recent years. The latest in September was called Arctic Light. It involved more than 550 troops, including military observers from the United States. Observing from afar is the covetous eye of the man in the White House, who continues to say that the U.S. needs Greenland.